Thank you for calling XPO. This is Shelley speaking. How can I assist you today?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Jane, and I'm calling from Home Depot, store 2602. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, thanks. I just received a phone call from a customer. You did an install for us. I think it was yesterday. I'm not exactly sure it was yesterday or today. But the customer called, and the balancing light keeps coming on. I think we need to go. They need to go back and do an install check.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Can I have the PO number, please?
Absolutely. It's 024-98-259.
Okay. Thank you. For Diane Morin.
I'm sorry?
Diane Morin.
Correct.
Okay. And the address I'm showing is 6 Honeywell Avenue.
That's correct.
Okay. Let me see. Did you already enter in the service call?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you were calling to see if we could create a service call?
Yes, please, yeah.
I mean, is the washer leaking, or it's just the balance light is on?
It's a balance light, and then starts and stops.
I'm sorry, stops and stuffs?
Yeah, it starts, and then it stops, and the balance light comes on.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I personally can't create the service call unless it's, like, an emergency, so I can go ahead and send it over to my management team and see if they can create that for us.
Okay, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am. I did get that sent over. And did you have any questions for me at this time?
Do you think, will they contact the customer, or how does that work?
They're usually likely to contact the customer unless you want to give me a direct line to you so that they can contact you directly to set it up.
No, actually, it would be better if they called directly called the customer.
Okay, yes, ma'am. I'll let them know to speak out to the customer.
Excellent. I appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling XPO. I hope you have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.